Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff. Remember when I started in 2015, I made my first speech and I said, we're going to bring back Christmas. Remember, they wanted to, the radical left wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it. And now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
You better believe everyone is saying Merry Christmas again, and most certainly not Happy Holidays. Good afternoon. I greatly, greatly appreciate you spending time with me. It's Christmas Eve, and this is Stefan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN, filling in for radio legend and icon Tom Bowerly. I really appreciate you taking the time for me. I know you are incredibly busy. Some of you are driving home. Darkness is about to descend on Western New York. The sun is going down. We're counting down the minutes and hours to Christmas Eve when Santa comes and brings presents to all the good boys and girls, myself included. I'm on the nice list this year. Now, I know some of you are in the kitchen. You're cooking. You're getting ready for family to come over today. That's exactly what my wife Ashley is doing. We're hosting Christmas Eve dinner. Even though it's a little early for us Ukrainian Americans, we celebrate both. We celebrate American Christmas today and tomorrow, and of course, Ukrainian Christmas in January. I know a lot of you are sitting down after a long day of shopping, as Jim Fink reported earlier. You might be shopping right now, and you're listening to the car. You might be going insane, thinking, oh my Lord, it is a little bit after 4 o'clock. I have not bought for my much better half for Christmas. And whatever is on the shelf at 7-Eleven, that's exactly what your loved one is getting for Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus. Good for you. Now, take the flip side of that, and I know Christmas might be hard for some of you. Some of you might be listening alone tonight. I remember when my mom passed away, and it was very difficult for our family. That first year, you had a lot of firsts. You had that first Easter without your loved one, your first Christmas without the love of your life and that person that means a lot to you. So it's a blessing to be able to share this time with family. But yeah, as I shared, some of you might be listening alone. But wherever you are, whether you're alone with family, friends, in the car, cooking, I'm glad you're here. And I really appreciate the blessing of you sharing this time with me. But it is a time to reflect on Christmas, what it means to us, what it means to our world, our community. And it really is a nice pause, you know, looking at it from a purely secular perspective of kind of slowing down a little bit. I know for a lot of us who work for a living, I have this horrible habit called eating, and I have to support that through work, which is why I'm here on News Radio 930 WBEN on Christmas Eve. But it's also a time just to kind of slow down a little bit, take a few hours and really think and reflect and pray about what really matters. So today is not about politics. It's not about controversy. It's not about noise. It's not about debating points of who is right or who is wrong. It's certainly not a time to talk about policy. I'd love to just share 2 hours with you about the meaning of Christmas, and also, too, about a lot of those individuals who are not with their loved ones this Christmas. Our dedicated nurses, our doctors, our healthcare professionals who are in hospitals, those folks are working around the clock. There is no such thing as a day off. There is no such thing as, oh, I need to take a holiday off. Same thing for our first responders. A lot of first responders are saving lives, and they are on the clock, and they are working, making sure that our communities are safe. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to hear from some nursing professionals about, yeah, the challenges of having to work Christmas Eve, but also, too, the blessing and privilege of doing that, that they are away from their families taking care of loved ones as well. We're also going to be talking to a first responder scheduled to have, as long as a call does not go out, a firefighter who is continuing the tradition of service. This young man's father was a Buffalo firefighter. As a matter of fact, he was a firefighter with my brother Dan, who retired out of Rescue One many moons ago, is now an orthopedic surgeon. And ironically, yeah, this young man that's going to join us and scheduled to join us, as long as there's no emergency calls that pop in, he's going to join us on the live line at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I'm keeping the phone lines open, too. And if you want to share your Christmas thoughts, have any memories you care to share, you don't need to call in, too. I'd love to hear from you. But the phone number is 716-803-0930. That's 716-803-0930. If you care to text, we already have one text up on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Merry Christmas, Stefan. And yes, God bless you and Merry Christmas to you. So feel free to call in. Again, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, or feel free to text us as well. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, I thought it would be important to have a pastor on with us. My dear family friend, Bill, he is the brother of the amazing woman we all know as Grandma Carolyn in our home. And to talk about just the importance of really slowing down during the Christmas season. And it is a really stressful time. I know it really can be. But really, to talk about the importance of Christmas, and also, too, to offer some words of comfort and peace and love. Again, for a lot of folks who might be listening alone right now, and that's okay. Again, life happens. It's a struggle sometimes. And holidays can be a very difficult time of the year for a lot of people. Very joyous in my household, and we are incredibly blessed and fortunate. Our kids, Maxim, Emmerich, and Victoria, are just so excited for Santa Claus. And it's such a contrast of the amazing, beautiful childhood that we get to offer our children, my wife Ashley and I, compared to the really rough childhood that I had. You know, it was, again, I drove here from Elma, and it just struck me, and it really reminded me of my mom. I was driving by the hotel here in Amherst near the University of Buffalo, and it appeared to be a very young mom with 4 young kids at the bus stop on Christmas Eve. Obviously, she did not have her own car waiting for the bus on Christmas Eve, 4 young kids. And it just reminded me of my mother and the struggles that she went through when she was raising 7 kids, 7 insane children at Christmas time. So it is a contrast, you know, for my family and the childhood that I had. I remember when we were kids, it was a blessing to get a package of socks from D&K every single year. And that was our Christmas present every single year. And it was stressful for her. But now we actually have a blessing to be able to give our children an amazing, wonderful Christmas that we never had when we were kids. So I really, really appreciate you spending this time with me. Again, you could be frantically on Niagara Falls Boulevard or Transit Road getting that last minute present. Thankfully, my wife Ashley took care of that. Because if it were up to me at Christmas, our poor kids would be getting anything that's still on the shelf at 7-Eleven or Home Depot. That's exactly what Santa would be bringing them when it comes to Christmas. So for the next 2 hours, again, we're not going to talk politics. We're not going to talk about some of the political issues that can consume us and really take up a lot of our lives and have been over the past year. It is Christmas Eve, and we're going to talk about the many blessings we have, and we're going to take some time to thank people for the wonderful things that we have in our lives, especially this Christmas season. So again, 803-0930, if you care to call in or if you care to send us a message on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It is the same number. And I love Christmas Eve. I love everything it represents. It's an amazing time of the year. It really is. It is a dark, dark world that we live in. And Christmas and is just a promise of light in the darkness, of peace in a really broken and fractured world. And we're just here to remember those, to share stories with you, to be grateful with you. And if you've had a great year, wonderful. Let us know all about it. If you struggle this year, that's okay. Send us a text or give us a call as well. For the next 2 hours, we're just going to use this opportunity as a time to kind of reflect, talk about the blessings of our lives, the warmth we share here at Christmas time, and have some real frank and loving conversation about there. So from this microphone in front of me to you, wherever you're listening, Merry, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I'm here working. Jimmy Stelliano, our producer extraordinaire, he is working. And there's a lot of folks who work throughout the year, especially those in the community of service. And as we shared before, we're going to spend this Christmas Eve show talking about those folks who selflessly serve others on Christmas Eve and all holidays. And one of those people is Anna Podestaiko. Now, Mrs. Anna, good afternoon. You are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas, Stefan.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too. And in full disclosure, Mrs. Anna is family. It's my wife's aunt, and I love her to death. Great Ukrainian woman and a very dear friend of mine. So, Mrs. Anna, I want to talk about working on Christmas Eve. Now, you are a nurse. So for so many years and decades, what were you doing on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Working.
And what about that role of a nurse? Can you talk to us, Mrs. Anna, about the fact that it doesn't get a break, doesn't get a break for holidays, that you pretty much work 24/7, correct?
Correct.
So what was it like having to work those holidays, Mrs. Anna?
For the most part, during my nursing career, I volunteered to work on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day so that I could give my coworkers who had children the gift of Christmas.
How nice is that? How nice is that? How wonderful was that for your coworkers? How much did they appreciate that?
They appreciated, in fact. I worked in the infants and children's units, and the nurses were able to switch units and stuff, and most of them would want to come on my unit just right before Christmas or a month before so that I could work their shifts. And sometimes I work not just my own shift, I work double shifts.
Wow.
For people that I work with.
And obviously at the time, you have two children, a son and daughter. How important was it to be able to not only let a lot of your fellow healthcare professionals have some time off, but what did it feel like knowing that you're going to be caring for a lot of your patients over the holidays?
Well, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to be with the children I took care of and to give them the best possible Christmas that they could have.
And what were some of those things you guys did on the nursing floor when it comes to, because especially you work with kids, so what were some of the nice things you folks did over the holiday?
We went from unit to unit, spreading Christmas cheer, singing Christmas carols, sharing cookies, giving gifts, playing Christmas music, watching Christmas movies.
Well, how much of a blessing is that? Like, did you feel as though, Mrs. Anna, because did you feel as though you almost received a benefit and a present being able to give to those individuals on Christmas Eve? Because obviously they were the recipient of that love you gave, the care that you gave. How did you feel being able to serve in that nursing capacity?
I felt it was a blessing for me because I celebrated, well, my family celebrated not only December 24th and 25th, we celebrated January 7th, is the 6th and 7th. So we, or with my family, we celebrate more so on January 6th, you know, and we had the traditions of family gatherings. We had the 12-dish meatless Christmas, Eve supper, caroling, and going to church. And so I was able, even though we still celebrated December 24th and 25th, but it was more important for me to be off on January 6th and 7th.
Which, of course, we celebrate together Ukrainian Christmas, too. Mrs. Anna, can you talk about the nursing profession in general, how a lot of folks, I remember when I was the Erie County Comptroller, a lot of folks in the banking business, you know, you had hours of 9 to 5, and for the most part, that was it, Monday through Friday. But can you share with our listeners the challenges of being in nursing, about the fact that it is not a 9 to 5 job, and you're working holidays, weekends, things of that nature?
No, it was, it's very demanding, and it was very tough, because not only when you went into work on holidays and weekends and missed so many different events in your life, or important events, and you were nervous that you didn't even know if you're going to be able to have that weekend off for a special occasion that you're having. Or even when you got into work, you didn't even know if you're going to be able to leave after your 8 hours, because there were so many times that you had to work double shifts.
But also, too, last question for you, Mrs. Anna. How challenging was it for the patients being in on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that you knew it was such an important holiday to be around family? Why was it so important to you to say, hey, there's some sick kids that we got to care for, and I'm going to cheer them up no matter what?
And that's, not only was it challenging, but it was so rewarding. And I felt blessed that I could, and it felt so heartwarming that I could be there to spend it with them, because so many of the families could not be there for whatever reason. And so we tried to make it the best Christmas possible for the kids.
Oh, God bless you. All right, Mrs. Anna, I know you're at a Christmas party with our family, so I'll let you get back to that. I understand you're getting a visit from Santa at 5 o'clock?
Yes, we are.
Were you on the nice list or the naughty list?
I hope I'm on the nice list.
So no coal for Mrs. Anna this Christmas?
No, no coal.
What about for me? Which list
no,
am I
not
on?
Not for you either. Stefan, you're the best. You are beyond amazing.
Aw, and now I owe you $20 next time I see you at Christmas.
So I'm so blessed that you're part of our family, and I love you with all my heart.
I love you too, Mrs. Anna. God bless you. That's Anna Prostyko. Merry Christmas. Greatly appreciate joining us here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And thank you, all of those individuals who are working this Christmas Eve, especially those in the healthcare professions, our doctors, our nurses, our firefighters, our emergency personnel. You are literally working 24/7 to help all of us, that we can be safe and secure this Christmas season. So especially a lot of nurses. I just remember all the nurses that cared for my mom before she passed away, and very fortunate and grateful for all of you individuals. We want to make sure we took some time this Christmas Eve just to say thank you, and greatly appreciate everything that you do, not just on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but 365 days of the year. I am Stefan Mihailu. This is Christmas Eve, and I cannot thank you enough for spending this time with me. I greatly appreciate it. I am filling in for radio icon and legend Tom Bowerly. We are produced by producer extraordinaire Jimmy Stagliano. You are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Bah humbug, Kamala Harris. Boy, what got into her? It is Merry Christmas. And I'm proud to say Merry Christmas. I guess she was not feeling the Christmas spirit in any way, shape, or form that year. But I am. I am blessed, fortunate, and happy. It's Christmas Eve, and you're spending time with me. I really thank you for spending the time with me here on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly, Christmas Eve 2025. And we started the show with those selfless servants who help others and love others on holidays. And they do so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day of the year, so that our families can enjoy holidays with loved ones and our friends and our families. And that also applies to first responders. And joining us in the live line right now is Buffalo firefighter Dominic Napo, and he's a friend of yours truly and a friend of our show. Dominic, Merry Christmas, and you are live on News Radio 930 WBN. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, greatly appreciate it. And so you're at Engine 4, which is Abbott and Hollywood in South Buffalo, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you've got, Dominic, can you share with our listeners the really interesting perspective that you have when it comes to working and serving on Christmas Eve? Because when you were a kid, your father, Jerry, was a Buffalo firefighter, correct?
Of course. Yeah, my father is now 1 year retired. However, he did spend 32 years in all over on the east side. Ladder 14 at Bailey and Dote. Growing up around him, obviously, you know, in this line of duty, you don't really get to really pick your schedule sometimes. And, you know, some days we got him on Christmas. Some days Christmas was a day early. Some days it was a couple days late. Christmas never really was the 25th. It was just whatever day worked for everyone. Same thing with my mother. Working in the hospital, she was a NICU nurse, so sometimes she had to work the holidays as well. So for me, now that I get to fill his shoes and go on in my own legacy with the job, I personally kind of understand how it feels. You know, you don't really get to be with your family for every big event or every holiday because, you know, I took the vow to take this job, and it is a great job, but, you know, there are those sacrifices that people don't think about like this. You know, you don't get to see your family on the holidays, but like I said, growing up with it, it's something that I'm accustomed to. It does make me feel bad for my amazing fiance because she didn't grow up with first responder parents, so she doesn't understand that there are going to be times where I may not be around for specific holidays.
Well, you mentioned your dad, Jerry, and Dominic, I'm 99% sure your dad and my brother, Dan, we're firefighters together. My brother, Dan, was at Bailey and Doe 2 and at Rescue 1 as well. So, Dominic, can you take me through when you were a kid, the different sacrifices that you made, or you were even aware of, hey, my mom's a nurse, and we just had Anna Prostyko on, who was a nurse as well. Your mom's a nurse, she's working. Your dad's a Buffalo firefighter working as well. Do you have a deeper appreciation now being a Buffalo firefighter, knowing the amazing sacrifices that your dad did and your mom did as well on Christmas Eve and other holidays?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I grew up around it. For me, you know, not being able to spend a holiday with my parents, although it's harsh to say, you know, it is just another day. You know, I grew up around not have maybe both of them working on the same day, or, you know, they miss birthdays and they miss holidays, or, you know, the soccer game, the softball game for my sisters. But all in all, a lot of people see, you know, they hear that you're firemen, and the only thing sometimes they might think is, oh, he just runs into burning buildings. But you don't understand, it is a greater sacrifice than putting our lives on the line. You know, we are sacrificing time away from our own families as much as it is a family here. You know, I got my little Engine 4 family. I just left my Engine 1 family a couple weeks ago. We just moved houses. So I had my Engine 1 family all summer. But I would say I'm grateful for this opportunity. Great job. But it is a lot more of a sacrifice. Like I said, it's my first Christmas, or actually my last Christmas with my fiance before we're married. So it is kind of sad that I'm not home with her right now.
Yeah, you're getting married in May, correct?
Yes, sir. A couple more months away, and I'm counting down every second.
Oh, that's awesome. Isn't life great? Isn't life amazing?
It truly is.
So what are those conversations you have with your bride-to-be, too? Because, again, it was, I'm sure with your parents, your mom was a NICU nurse, so she wholeheartedly understood the fact that, hey, there's never a day off. You're always caring for others. You're always working for others. And same thing with your dad, Jerry, when he was a Buffalo firefighter. So is it almost, Dominic, you have to have almost like the talk, almost like, hey, eyes wide open, honey. This is what I do. These are the hours. And there might be a day where it's Christmas Eve and we're not breaking bread. How do you handle that?
Of course. Definitely have to give my father his flowers on that one. When we first got the phone call that I would be going into the academy, they not only just sat me down, but they sat down my fiance Molly and kind of talked to us about, like, hey, you know, you only see the fireman stuff from the TV, and kind of gave her like the rundown of, like, it does sometimes come home. And sometimes it's not always going to be the slow day or the busy day. Sometimes it's going to be the, hey, we have plans today, but I just got called in. Or, hey, I'm going to be getting a call in. There's going to be some overtime coming up. Financially, it's going to help us, but physically, that's another 24 hours that I am away from home.
And you are continuing, Dominic, dedicating your life to public service in the same way that you're dad did. You are literally saving lives and dedicated your professional career in the Buffalo Fire Department to protect our communities and keep us safe. How much of a blessing is it? How important was it to you to kind of continue that legacy that your dad built the foundation for, and now you are a Buffalo firefighter?
Obviously, I'm still very early on in my career. I'm just over a year hired. I was hired in August of 24. And I got onto the line after graduating the academy just after January of this year. So just short of a year on the line. I would say it is the greatest job in the world already. I've learned so much. And looking at it in a whole, I still really haven't learned enough. You know, there's so many different aspects of this job to learn. But it is exciting. You know, I'm a second generation. There's a lot of guys on this job that knew my father. So it does add a little bit of stress because, you know, every time someone sees the last name, they immediately go to the, you got big shoes to fill. But it's almost my motivation to just better myself and try to take everything he taught me growing up into my own career now.
Yeah, it's certainly a big helmet to fill, a big fire boot to fill. And I got to say, Dominic, I wish I would have known about your Instagram page a couple of weeks ago when I was getting Christmas shopping done, because we both have a mutual friend in Eric Witkowski, who's one of my best friends. He's like a brother to me. We grew up together. His grandmother and my mother were best friends. They were like Thelma and Louise. They were like the bingo queens of the east side of Buffalo. But I wish I'd have known about your Instagram page. And I am going to plug it a little bit. If you go to Instagram, and it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Dominic, it's The Honor Line, correct?
Correct.
So what exactly do you sell on The Honor Line? Because it looks amazing, and I wish I knew about this before I got a lot of my Christmas shopping done. Because correct me if I'm wrong, you take fire hoses and you turn them into works of art of American flags. What exactly is it that you do on The Honor Line on Instagram?
So what I've been doing, I started it back in late June, early July of this past summer. And what I've been doing is anytime that we have fire hose that's no longer good to be in service, essentially, it goes downtown to our hose building and collects dust, or depending on if it's really bad condition, it gets thrown out. And I was saying to myself one day, you know, there's got to be something that we could be doing with this. And I'm very patriotic. I love this job. If there's two things I could put together and do something good for the environment, why not take something that's just going to go sit in a landfill and repurpose it? So I took a couple lengths of hose home that were going to get thrown out, and I tried different things, like just trying to be crafty. And the one day I decided I was going to make an American flag, and that was the start of it. I take all the old hose and make American flags of all different sizes, and it's been picking up a little bit, mostly by word of mouth, but with the Instagram page now, I'm hoping that helps out a little bit more.
Yeah, I just dropped a couple $100 with you because these things are amazing. So how do you color the hoses?
So depending on how I get it, obviously fire hose comes in many different colors. Depending on what I get, you know, if it's a white hose or even a yellow with how pale the yellow is, I have buckets that I created, basically like my own concoction of different dyes, and mixed them all together to get the certain colors I wanted. And as I make them, I just take the fire hose and I just soak it right in the water for a couple of days in these buckets of dye I've made. However, if I do get darker fire hose, there is a way where I can either paint it, but I try to stay away from painting. It doesn't look the best. So usually I'll synthetically bleach it, try to get all the dye out, and then put my dye in.
Oh, that's awesome. And they look great. Again, the Instagram page is The Honor Line. If you go to the Instagram machine, Dominic Napo has a lot of those different flags that he sells, and just give him a private message. Dominic, any last words for your fellow firefighters and first responders and police about serving those and lives that you're saving on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Of course. To anyone listening, present, future, or past, police, fire, EMS, first responders, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone stays safe these next couple of days and the radio stays silent. Molly, I love you if you're listening. I'm hoping she was able to get into this. We trying to figure out how to get her to listen. So if you're listening, I love you.
Oh, man, you just scored some major, major points with the future bride. That's so awesome. God bless you both. That's Dominic Napo, Buffalo firefighter. Dominic, God bless you and your family, your dad, continuing that life of service. Merry Christmas to you, and greatly appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Go Bills.
Go Bills. That is Dominic Napo, Buffalo firefighter, and we God bless all of our first responders and all those individuals. Again, nurses. His mom was a nurse, and dad was a Buffalo firefighter. We can't thank all those people enough for what they do. Producing today is Jimmy Stagliano. Jimmy, I want to thank you for being here. You're working Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
You're looking very dapper, by the way. I know I have a face for radio, which is picture perfect for being behind the microphone. But right now, I like literally, I was like taking a nap this afternoon.
It's okay.
And my wife's like, hey, you've got to go to work. And I'm like, oh, okay. Just throw on khakis, throw my, and I wear all black. It was like Vivek Ramaswamy rubbing off on me. Like I have like 9,000 black shirts, 9,000 pairs of black pants. But you're looking very dapper and stellar, Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened today. Something came over me and I said, let's wear three-piece suit.
Well, I look homeless and yeah. You're wearing a...
And cuffs.
And
too.
Cuffs. Wow. I am not wearing that. So we're talking about people who are working. You're working Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I would work Christmas Day too. This is a service to the public.
There you go.
I said this to you the other day when you were on. If something happens, I've got to be here.
There you go.
The city and the people who live here, my family lives here, means something to me. So I've got to come in and be here if they need me.
Yeah, when I was in television news, I don't ever remember having Thanksgiving off, Christmas off, Easter off. But you kind of knew that going into it, like you were eyes wide open. Like it's almost like when you're a politician. I never understood why people in politics, especially those who run, they would like complain about having to raise money. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're in politics. You know, there's two types of candidates in politics, folks, those who raise money and those who lose. And then those are individuals who work in media. It's like you work Christmas, you work holidays. I mean, Jimmy, you were pretty much under the knowledge of, hey, I take this job, I got to work holidays.
Yeah, it snows, I still come in. It rains, whatever is happening, you just come in. If it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, doesn't matter, Thanksgiving, you just come in and do it. You have to.
And I love spending time with folks. Like normally I was really thinking, Jimmy, about kind of show prep. I'm like, okay, there's some really interesting political topics to talk about. But then I thought, it's Christmas Eve. No one wants to talk about anything political. Like we should be talking about things that unify us and bring us together and thanking people that work on Christmas, because there's a lot of people, yourself included, Jimmy. So let's talk about your family. You guys, other than shooting guns, anything else you plan on doing this Christmas?
We will probably gather together and exchange gifts, and that's about it.
Is that before or after the bullets fly?
I think that might be before. I think the
or
the
during?
Icing, it could be during,
could
too.
Could be during?
Yeah, because, I mean, there could be gifts given that need to be fired off.
That's true. Or you're unhappy with a present.
We'll gather up a whole bunch of inanimate objects, bottles, cans, fruit, and, you know.
Abandoned cars,
whatever we can find, and you know, just targets.
Nothing says happy birthday, Jesus, like firing off some rounds.
Why not?
There you go. Yeah, so.
Good, healthy fun.
I am, our next guest that's going to be coming up in the next half hour at 5 o'clock, a very special guest, very special guest. When it comes to really focusing on the Christmas season. And I know it was even difficult for me getting into the Christmas spirit. And up until really this morning when I was around my children and the excitement that they were experiencing about being with family, and my wife Ashley is at home with Victoria and Maxim and Emmerich, and they're preparing for our Christmas dinner. And I really wasn't feeling it. I really wasn't. I'm just being as brutally honest with you as I can. It's been a crazy work year for yours truly. And just like you, I've been consumed with work and thinking about clients and thinking about, okay, I eat what I kill, how I'm going to make money in the next year, and just really, you know, and I also do think too, when it comes to a faith perspective, that it's so easy to fall into that trap, especially Christmas time, the holiest time of the year, where we should be focusing on really a beautiful, bright, burning light in a time of darkness and rebirth and renewal. And I haven't been, and it's been a real struggle this year. My wife Ashley is a stay-at-home mom, and I've just been consumed really with work and clients and things of that nature. And I'm just trying to take some time and say, okay, pause, reflect, and really think about what matters in this world. And that's why we have a really special guest coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Bill Fleck, he is a pastor at Blaisdell Community Church. It's over on Lake Avenue. And also, too, they're going to have a very beautiful 11 p.m. candlelight service tonight, Blaisdell Community Church on Lake Avenue. So if you want to check out services there, it's going to be at 11 p.m. But that's why I wanted to bring Bill on, is to talk about the importance of the season. And if you're not feeling it either, I mean, and that's okay. It's a joyous occasion, but it's a really tough holiday for some, too. So we're going to have some great faith-based perspective on that coming up. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for Tom Bowerly, and you are listening live to News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, we certainly need a lot of love in this world, especially Christmas Eve 2025. That is Dave Matthews' Christmas song. And this is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Darkness is descending on Western New York and Erie County, but there is a bright, bright light shining for the entire world to see this Christmas, a time of celebration, a time for family, time for our loved ones, a time of rebirth and renewal. And just my wife, Ashley, right now is getting Christmas dinner ready with our family. Some of you might be frantically out shopping for that last minute present. Some of you are working, like Anna, our nurse, and like others in the Buffalo Fire Department, our friend Dominic, who was on the line with all of our first responders. Wherever you are, whether you're with friends, family, loved ones, or you're alone and you're spending your Christmas Eve with me, I greatly appreciate that. Again, Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to send a text to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board and wish someone a Merry Christmas, please do so. I would love to hear from you. The number is 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. You can call in. It's the same number to call in or send us a text message, and I will read it on the air. So our next guest is a very dear friend. My parents are dead, and my wife Ashley and I moved many moons ago to Hamburg, and our very dear, dear, dear friends, our kids know her as Grandma Carolyn, and it's our children's grandmother, Carolyn Van Duser, and her brother is on the live line right now. He's Pastor Bill Fleck. He's the pastor of Blaisdell Community Church, and Bill, thanks so much for joining us. You're live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for the blessing of your sister, Carolyn. My kids couldn't have a better grandmother in your sister. So thank you for that gift and that blessing. And you think so, too, because she's your great sister, correct?
Absolutely. I drove her crazy for enough years, so now I'm a lot nicer.
There you go. Well, and I do want to mention you are the pastor of Blaisdell Community Church. You're on Lake Avenue, right, Bill?
That's correct. It was a church. It used to be Union Presbyterian Church, and I actually was baptized there as a baby.
Wow. That was like 30 years ago, right?
76.
It wasn't 30 years ago. But no. Folks, if you're looking for fellowship this Christmas Eve, and if you feel that hunger, if you feel that need to reach for that light and grab it and experience it, Bill, at Blaisdell Community Church, Lake Avenue, there's an 11 p.m. candlelight service tonight. But Bill, I wanted to bring you on, too, for a number of reasons, because I know right now, Bill, a lot of people who are listening are in their cars. And if my wife, Ashley, did not do the Christmas shopping, I would be the one right now frantically driving with less than 7 hours to go till midnight. And I would be in the hustle and I would be in the bustle. I'd be worrying about shopping and wrapping and things like that. But from a faith perspective, Bill, can you share with our listeners just why it's so important to really just kind of slow down and reflect and really focus on the reason for the season?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We get so caught up and we get so intense about food and family and gifts and presents that sometimes we truly miss the whole reason, you know, for the season. And of course, it's the birth of Jesus Christ. The date isn't important. It's a date that was set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And as we come together, it oftentimes unifies the family, and it's a great time to celebrate. And again, the exchanging of gifts goes along with the wise men that came and gave gifts to Jesus. And I hope that the people out there can just take a minute to really see what was happened, and one of the most significant events ever in history.
How hard is that, though, Bill? Because I even shared in the previous hour, I wasn't feeling it, you know, that loving, that Christmas spirit until I spent time with the kids this morning. I was still working this morning, but like, how challenging is it for folks to kind of like, in this really hustle and bustle and busy world that we live in, to really take that time and say, okay, this is why we're celebrating this holiday?
Well, I can see with the churches, even my own church, and that we don't have a lot of young families, and the nurseries and Sunday schools are not filled. When I was a kid, there wasn't even room in the church. There were so many of us and so many kids, and we had such a riot. And you know, it's funny because even at the church, some of them still call me Billy, because a few of them knew me back when I was a kid there. So there was such a tight relationship there that's so important. And that in and of itself reflects on the very nature of Christmas. It's supposed to be the time and fulfillment of all the prophecies of the coming of Jesus Christ from the kings to Herod, to where he'd be born in Bethlehem, prophecies that were hundreds of years old coming to fulfillment. And there is no other religion on this earth that has that kind of prophetic backup that there is in Christianity. And it's very important, especially as we go for our identities. You know, my identity was given to me, I believe, from the very time I was in my mother's womb until now. So in that identity, which people seem to be so struggling for, when you take that time and you settle down and you reaffirm that through the teachings of the church and the Bible, and also through the affirmation of relationship with family, it really just gives you such a concrete foundation for who you are, why we're here, and why we're celebrating this season.
Bill, can you talk about the fact that now could be an amazing, beautiful time, that if someone is really feeling that yearning to come home or to come back to the church, to their faith? Like, I remember attending a Christmas Mass many moons ago, and the priest, he was very loving about it, non-judgmental, because, you know, I'm Catholic, and, you know, the joke is, oh, the C&E Catholics, Christmas and Easter. And I'll never forget this priest. And again, he was so loving about it, Bill, where the church was packed, and he goes, hey, just want to remind you folks, if you want to come next week, we do this every Sunday. So what would you say, Bill, to a lot of folks who might not be feeling it right now? They're either astray from the church, away from their faith, and now could be the time to say, hey, come on home. What would you say to those folks about the beauty of Christmas Eve and the beauty of our faith?
I would say to try to find a church where they can feel comfortable, wanted, loved, cared for. It is the place that you go to. And just allow that presence of God to heal some of the wounds of your heart, some of the wounds that have come, you know, just from life experiences. And in that healing process, really understand how significant you are as a person, an individual, and what you mean to you are the church. You know, the building isn't the church. We are the church. And I love that opportunity, and I love when I see people coming there, and I do encourage them to come back.
Beautiful. And then, Bill, last question for you. What about folks who are listening right now and they're alone? You're incredibly blessed with your amazing wife and family, and I certainly am. I feel like I hit the Powerball every single day with my wife Ashley and Maxim and Victoria and Emmerich, our children at home. What would you say to a lot of folks who are not feeling it? They're hurting. It is a joyous holiday and a joyous celebration of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but there are a lot of people out there who are alone in this world. And what would you say about lifting them up and lifting up and strengthening their faith this Christmas season?
This past Sunday, a friend of mine, and she's also around my age, and she just looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she said that her husband had passed approximately 11 years ago. So during this time, it's a sad time for her. And I had the opportunity to give her a hug and just to tell her how much God loves her, let her know that I'm praying for her and she can call me at any time, just to try to give as much encouragement and love to anyone that's gone through pain or sorrow or loss. I lost my son 13 years ago. So I have lots of pictures, and I do take time and I reflect. And he was a lot like me, and we're both a little bit loud, and we like to get a little rambunctious, and we would with each other, and we would break each other's chops a little bit, and especially at the table. So I just reflect on that, and the sorrow of the loss is there, but the memories are incredible, and I could never have walked it out and still have that joy in my heart if it wasn't for Jesus Christ and it wasn't for the fellowship of my family and the fellowship of my church.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that beautiful story and beautiful reflection. I'm still shocked and flabbergasted that you describe yourself as loud and quiet. I thought you were as quiet as a church mouse. You sure about that, buddy?
Well, you know what Proverbs says? He said, a fool is not known to be a fool till he opens up his mouth and removes all doubt.
For me, that's every day that ends in Y, sir. Well, I am blessed to have you in my life and your sister Carolyn in our lives, Grandma Carolyn, and God bless you. That's Bill Fleck. Again, folks, if you want, it's a beautiful 11 p.m. candlelight service at Blaisdell Community Church, 11 p.m. tonight. Bill, Merry Christmas, and thanks for being on the air with us.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right. Thanks, brother. Folks, if you want to have a message for anyone on this Christmas Eve, feel free to send us a text on the Orchard Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. That number is 716-803-0930. And we do have one. Merry Christmas to Gabriella and Lisa and Melanie from Jim Carroll. Jim wanted to wish a very Merry Christmas to Gabriella and Lisa and Melanie. And the Locke family is wishing me a very Merry Christmas, and a very Merry Christmas to you as well. It is Christmas Eve, 2025, and I am incredibly grateful that you're here with me. You got a lot of options to choose from when you're driving in your car and going Christmas shopping, or you're visiting loved ones on Christmas Eve and you're having dinner with them like my family is. My family is breaking bread at 6:30 tonight. I'm off the air at 6 o'clock, and I'll be home to spend this Christmas Eve with my family. I'm incredibly blessed and grateful to spend Christmas Eve with the love of my life, my wife Ashley, and our children at home, Max and Victoria and Emmerich. And it really did strike me, Pastor Bill talking about the loss of his son and consoling that one parishioner, that member of his church who lost her husband 11 years ago. And I remember losing my mother. I had just won a race for Erie County Comptroller. She passed away very suddenly. My mom wasn't in the best of health. Smoked her entire life ever since she was a kid. And I thank God for Roswell Park Cancer Institute for the great love and care that they gave to my mom before she passed away. But I just remember she passed away right before Easter Sunday in 2013. It was such a blessing because I won the race for Erie County Comptroller in November 2012. And it was so beautiful and amazing to share that gift with her.
that she was alive to see that. And she passed away in March of 2013 after being in office for only a few months. And folks, if you've lost a loved one, especially around this holiday season, you are not alone. You are loved. You are cared for. I know it's really hard. That first year was very, very difficult for our family because we had that very struggling year of firsts. Again, it was right before Good Friday. My mom passed away, and we had that first Easter without her. Her birthday was July 13th, the week before my brother Will, who was July 20th. And I always remember my brother Will's birthday because it's the anniversary of the moon landing. But July 13th, it was our first birthday without my mom. And then the first Thanksgiving and the first Christmas. And especially that first Christmas was really rough without my beloved mother, Arlene June Mihailu. So if you are alone this Christmas, if you're really feeling that pain and that sting of missing your loved one, you are not alone. You are loved. And every passing day, you never forget that person that you loved and worshiped and adored. And to this day, I'll still think it's amazing because there's so many wonderful things and blessings in my life where something will happen and I think, oh, I got to call Ma. I got to let her know about this. And she's been gone for 12 years this year. And so for any of you who are alone or just having that pain and of losing that loved one, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is that feeling of rebirth and renewal. We renew our spirit. We can renew our lives. And it is the picture perfect holiday of Christmas to do so. I'm Stefan Mihailu, live on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Guide us to thy perfect light. That is such an amazing rendition from the Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I also love, and we played in the previous half hour, Dave Matthews Band, Christmas Story. If you go to the Google machine or YouTube machine, Christmas Story, or Christmas song from the Dave Matthews Band. That's one of my favorites. This is Christmas Eve 2025, and I am Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to share a Christmas message with a loved one, friend, family, or someone you don't even like, it's Christmas. I'll read it. The phone number, 716-803-0930. If you want to send a text, our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 716-803-0930. I'm going to give you some weather for the next day or two, because unfortunately, it's not going to be a white Christmas. Right now on Christmas Day, or Christmas Eve, it is very quiet weather-wise. It's dark in Erie County. The sun has gone down. The night is upon us. And lows are going to be in the mid-30s, partly cloudy at night tonight. Clouds are increasing for Thursday, which is Christmas Day, of course, high around 40. Icy conditions are possible on Friday. Friday is going to be really rough for traveling. If you're going to see a loved one out of town, headed to the airport, or heading on the New York State Thruway, weather's going to be a bit of a mess on Friday. Sorry, folks. We've got a weather system coming in, and it's arriving with really cold air to the north and then warmer air to the south, and that's why you're going to see a wintry mix for many areas on Friday. And that's going to include freezing rain and sleet. So just be careful on Friday, especially if you're going to see your loved ones. We want you to get there alive and safe and sound, to say the least. Right now, we had Jimmy Celiano producing our show for the first hour and a half. And right now, we have Tanner Saunders, who's joining us to take us home in the last half hour. Tanner, Merry Christmas, and thank you for being on the air with us.
Oh, likewise. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now I got to pay you $20 for saying nice things about me on the radio. But Tanner, I do want to let you know, if you're around next week, I'm scheduled to be on the air. I have to preface it by saying, and using the past tense, I was scheduled to be on the air from 1 to 3 next week on the 30th and the 31st. But I might fill you in, because this is going to be my last time filling in on WBN. Did you know that or no?
No.
Oh, but here's why. Because I bought a winning Powerball ticket.
Ah, there we go.
And since I'm going to win, I don't think I'm going to need to support this horrible habit I have called eating through work, since I already bought the winning Powerball ticket. So when I cash it in, Tanner, and I call in sick with the Powerball flu, are you able to fill in for me next week?
I suppose. I mean, I can't. If you got the winning Powerball ticket, it might have to come with a cost, though. It's not going to be anything crazy. Like, I haven't maxed out my Roth IRA yet this year, so maybe you want to help me max that out, then we can work something out.
Well, I greatly appreciate you being here, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I love Christmas Eve. It's such a blessing. And Christmas was tough for me as a kid. You know, we shared before, at the beginning of our show, filling in again. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. And yeah, looking out the window here at our WBEN studios, it is quite dark outside, but there is a beautiful beacon of light that is shining upon us this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And that's what this holiday, this very festive and spiritual and reverent holiday is. It is this Christmas. It's serving as a beacon of light for all of us. And for this Christmas season, for me, it is a beautiful time. I am blessed beyond belief. I feel as though every day is Christmas. And I really do. I sincerely mean that. The currency of life is being married to an amazing woman, my wife, Ashley. I love her to death. I love her more than life itself. Our children at home, Maxim, Emmerich, and Victoria. I love being their tattoo, their father. I joke about hitting the Powerball, but every single day I feel as though I have won the Powerball, the gift of life and the gift of love, and every day is Christmas for me. I absolutely love it. But other years, I didn't feel that way, and a lot of you may not either. I mean, right now, if you're listening in the car getting those last-minute Christmas presents, you know, just I would love just to kind of have that peace of just slowing down a little bit. And again, if my wife Ashley did not go out and get presents for everybody, I would be that person in the car, flying from the WBEN studios and getting last-minute presents for everyone. But yeah, when I was a kid, it was a big struggle, and I never understood it. I really didn't. Again, I grew up in extreme poverty on the east side of Buffalo. We grew up in Steuben Alley at the corner of William and Fillmore, right in between William and Fillmore and Clinton and Fillmore. And I remember as a kid what a struggle it was around the holidays for my mom. And I have such a deeper appreciation for her now than I ever do, having our own kids and the challenges that Christmas was. You know, on the way here to WBEN, I was driving from Elma to Amherst, and there was a mom with her four very, very young children, Christmas Eve, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and waiting at the Metro bus stop. And it reminded me of my mom. That was our mode of transportation as a kid, was the Metro. My dad was a typewriter repairman. My biological father, the real man that raised me, was Father Ron Pecci, who was the parish priest at Saints Rita and Patrick Church on the east side. That church was at Fillmore and Eagle. He was the man that raised me, but my biological dad, you know, he had wheels, but he used them in his job as a typewriter repairman. And we got around with my mom by Metro bus. And it just reminds me of my childhood and how difficult it was. And Christmases, they were very, very difficult. And I thank God for all of you angels and all of you saints who do support organizations like St. Luke's Mission of Mercy. They are doing God's work on the east side of Buffalo, St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, or something along the lines of Toys for Tots, or just your local food bank, Feed More Western New York, or your local church that does their best getting presents for kids. Because that's how we celebrated Christmas when it comes to presents and things of that nature. I do remember growing up in extreme poverty on the east side, and how a lot of times my mom could not afford to even keep the utilities on. It was quite often where we did not have a phone. A lot of times our gas and electric were shut off. And the times that we did have our oven, I remember we were so poor that we didn't even have a clothes dryer. So Tanner, necessity is the mother of all invention, buddy. So you know what we did? Now, I'm assuming you guys had a washer and dryer in your home, correct?
I did, yes.
Okay. So in the Mihailu household, we did not. So I would never, ever encourage this for anyone to do, because it is incredibly unsafe. But again, you grew up in the hood, you got to do what you got to do. So a lot of times we had to heat our home. Again, extremely dangerous, folks. Do not do this. But it was either this or go cold and freeze. But a lot of times for heat, we would just crank the oven. Did you guys ever crank the oven, Tanner, to heat your home?
The oven is in the things, the thing that you cook with?
Yes.
No, never had to do that.
But you cooked, right? You just did what normal people do.
Right.
So this is what we did. Again, it's almost like necessity is the mother of all invention. So we had these drop ceilings, similar to the one here in the WBEN studios. And you had drop ceilings. And what we would do is, after washing our clothes, put it on the spin cycle, and the clothes would be extremely wet. But you put them on a hanger, and then you hung the clothes in the drop ceiling bar above the burners. And when you turn the burners on, heat rises. And if you had a shirt, it would literally kind of like blow up a little bit from all the warmth and the heat going up. And that's how we warmed and heated our clothes in the hood. And it just reminds me again of the struggle that my mom had at Christmas, because now our kids are just blessed beyond belief. The amount of blessings that we have and the toys that they open. But I didn't feel that when I was a kid. And thank God for organizations like Saints Rita and Patrick Church, and again, our parish priest, Father Ron Pecci, and all the different organizations like Toys for Tots, because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't have had Christmas. And it was a real struggle for my mom. It really was, because she had the pain and the struggle of just trying to keep the heat on and trying to keep our utilities on. And yet trying to find and scrape together the money for us to basically make sure that we had a Christmas. And every single Christmas, we got the same exact present. And it was tube socks from D&K on Broadway. And I tell you, it was the most amazing gift, because I knew it was all that my mother could afford. So earlier in the show, we had Donald Trump on saying that, hey, we wanted to make sure that we said Merry Christmas. And there is someone on the WBEN live line right now that wants to wish you and yours truly a Merry Christmas. It is Sammy in Black Rock. Sammy, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sammy, Merry Christmas to you and your family, brother.
Thanks, Stefan. Merry Christmas to you. I was just telling your screener that, yeah, you actually taught my son over at Performing Arts.
Oh, that's right.
You were his teacher, yes.
I remember that, because they lost a teacher, and I was working at Channel 2 at night. And I remember they needed someone in the communications department that needed to fill that hole. And boom, it was a blessing. I love being a teacher. It's the hardest job in the world. And thank you to all of our teachers as well.
Yeah, he had your personal cell phone number, or so he said. I don't know if it was actually your cell phone, but he was always like, he said, "Oh yeah, I got Stefan Mihailu's phone number." I said, "Really?" He said, "Oh yeah," and so hey, that's good. I listen to you a lot, and I we're on the same kind of page, because I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, and Merry Christmas is a reason of the season here, and I just thought I'd call and wish you a Merry Christmas and say, hey, yeah, you did teach my son, and actually, believe it or not, he is still in communication, if you want to call it that. He's a mail carrier. He delivers the mail.
Putting in a hard day's work. God bless him and God bless you. What are you looking forward to this Christmas, Sammy?
You know what? Same thing I was talking to Joe Beamer earlier. I said the only thing that we can pray for and expect from our kids is to, for them to be productive citizens, respectable, citizens of society and people who are contributors. And, not takers. And, he does do the sound for our church. He's the soundboard operator. And thank God for him that we could be on Facebook and on YouTube and stuff because of his, hard work and efforts and stuff.
Well, isn't that great, Sammy, too, using the gifts that God gave him to love and serve others and to make sure that everyone can hear the good word? And that's a blessing. That's a real blessing. And it's a blessing to hear from you, Sammy. And I want to wish you and your son and your family a Merry Christmas. And I greatly, greatly appreciate you calling in, brother. Merry Christmas, Sammy. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, brother. Merry Christmas to you. And, it's funny sharing that story of putting up our clothes on the oven and hanging them in the wire rack of the ceiling, basically. We had another one. We had a wooden, this is on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Again, if you want to text 716-803-0930, we had a wooden track that we put beside the oven in the winter to dry our clothes. In the summer, we used clotheslines, and my mom hung the clothes and kids took them down. Yeah, my Baba, my grandmother, my Ukrainian grandmother, she'd even hung clothes in the winter. I never understood that. She would literally hang clothes outside in the winter and then would bring them in after they froze. But yeah, we did that same thing. But yeah, so in the hood, that's what we did in the wintertime. And thank God for my Baba, my grandmother, because she lived in the front house on Olga. And for most of my childhood, we did not have a telephone. We couldn't afford a telephone. And I'll never forget, we would go to the Babcock Boys and Girls Club, and I thought those kids were rich. Like, I thought they were wealthy because we didn't have a clothes dryer. We didn't have a phone. 9 times out of 10, we had one of the utilities shut off in our home. And I would go to my friends in Babcock, and they would have a phone that worked. Of course, it was a rotary phone, and they had a clothes dryer. I'm like, wow, you guys, that was like Spalding Lake. I thought the kids that grew up in Babcock was like Spalding Lake. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Like this Christmas, I am so grateful for that gift of poverty. I am so grateful for growing up with nothing, because now in my later adult life, I have such a deeper appreciation for the blessings of Christmas, for the blessings of my family, for the blessings that I have in this life. And one of my favorite movies, of course, It's a Wonderful Life, is like the best movie. It's my favorite movie of all time. My best friend from kindergarten, Bobby Klinko, and I saw it. We went to Mount Irenaeus. For those of you in Olean and the St. Bonaventure family, you know Mount Irenaeus very well. And our church, St. Rita's and Patrick's, was run by the Franciscans. And we took a youth group trip there to Mount Irenaeus. And that's where Father Ron Pecci, again, the man who I love and adore, who I miss terribly. He was the man that raised me. He was the man that helped me become the man that I am today. And he showed Klinko and I and all the kids from our youth group, It's a Wonderful Life, that Christmas. But another favorite movie of mine is Vanilla Sky. And I'm paraphrasing here. It's a Tom Cruise movie, but I'm paraphrasing, of course. And it says, you can't really appreciate the sweet without knowing the sour. You can't appreciate the sweet without knowing the sour. And that's why I thank God for that gift of growing up in extreme poverty, because I truly appreciate the amazing things that I have in my life today. And I never would appreciate the blessings of professional success that I've been able to enjoy and cherish and still work hard achieving. I appreciate my wife, Ashley, and our children. So I thank God every day I grew up in that struggle. But I know a lot of you at Christmas, it's not easy. It really isn't. In the same respect for my mom was working so incredibly hard. She worked so many different odd jobs. She was a bus aide. Overnight, she worked in nursing homes. There was a chemical plant across the street on Fillmore where she toiled and worked incredibly hard just to give us the best that she could at Christmas time. And it's why I love, it's so funny because cheesecake, like I don't do black tar heroin. I don't drink. But my one vice is cheesecake. I love cheesecake. And one of the things we would always get is a no-bake Jell-O cheesecake from the food pantries. And I thought that was the bee's knees. I thought that was like the most amazing cheesecake on planet Earth. And it's just those little things. And I try to do it every single year at Christmas. I try to make a no-bake cheesecake because it reminds me of my Christmas and my mom. And again, I love the fact that every single year at Christmas, the only thing she could afford, even as an adult, was a pack of tube socks. And eventually, of course, the stores on Broadway closed down eventually, but there was a D&K on Broadway she would get us every single year. And I knew exactly what I was getting every single year from my mom at Christmas. And I cherish that. And you should cherish your loved ones, because again, my mom is no longer with us anymore, and how I wish I could have a Christmas where I can call her and tell her that I love her, that I miss her deeply, and I appreciate everything she did for me. She did the best that she could under some very, really tough circumstances. So if you still have your loved ones, if you still have your mom, your dad, the folks that raised you, your loved ones, make sure this Christmas Eve that you tell them that you love them, because I would give anything to give my mom a call and wish her a Merry Christmas in person. I wish I could do that, and I can't. So I'm going to do my level best to do the same and share that love with the people that are in my life and the blessings of my life. So please do that if you could. And I greatly appreciate you spending this time with me this Christmas Eve. We are closing our time together here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, I'm Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. And I thank Jimmy Stelliano for producing the first half hour and Tanner Saunders for producing the second half. And just want to take some time to kind of slow down a little bit, take a quiet moment, because I know if you're in your car, you're rushing for those last minute Christmas presents. If you're in your kitchen listening, I know you're working incredibly hard getting that Christmas dinner ready for your family. So no matter where you are, let's just kind of take a little bit of a pause and a break and try and savor this moment and really remember the reason for the season. And let's give thanks tonight for all those blessings that we have, our family, our faith, and maybe some of those things that we take for granted throughout the year. There's no better time to reflect and remember the great lights and the blessings that we have for Christmas Eve. We thank all those first responders. We thank all of those nurses, all of those individuals who are working on this Christmas Eve to love and serve others and to keep us safe, especially members of our military who are defending freedom here at home and around the world. So if you're alone this Christmas, you're not forgotten. I love you, and I thank you for spending some time with me and filling the past 2 hours of your life and mine. Don't ever forget, remember, it's at North Star. It's a season of light, and light will always overcome the darkness. So may your home be filled with peace this Christmas season. May your heart be filled with hope. May God bless you this Merry Christmas. And from our entire WBEN family, from my heart and you and your family, good night and Merry Christmas from News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.